This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time here on RNIB Connect Radio to catch up again with Vidar Yarding, MBE, Inclusion and Diversity Consultant for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands for the next in his regular audio described theatre reviews. Hello Vidar, and good to have you back here on RNIB Connect Radio.
And it's good to be back, Toby.
This week we have the reimagining for the stage of Mark Ravenhill's 2013 radio play Ben and Immo, which tells the true story of the passionate partnership between Benjamin Britten and Imogen Hulse, which began as Britten was working on his opera Gloriana about Elizabeth I to mark the coronation of Queen Elizabeth II on the 2nd of June 1953. Vidar, how did you find this insight into the brilliant and sometimes turbulent working relationship of two of the 20th century's greatest musical minds in Mark Ravenhill's Ben and Immo?
Well, Toby, if I had to sum it up in a word, I think compelling would be the word I'd use to describe it. And it was a very absorbing play, particularly if you're interested in music. But actually, if you're not, it would still be a really, really worthwhile watch and listen, because it was a very, very absorbing story, as I've said, based, as you've said, on a true story involving two key passionate musical figures. And it was very well dramatised at the RSC in Stratford.
And it was played out on stage in just one room in Britten's slightly claustrophobic workroom in Crag House. How did you get a feeling of that sense of claustrophobia from going on the touch tour and through the live audio description?
Well, this is, of course, particularly where the touch tour comes into its own. And it's often fascinating when I go, and I'm lucky enough to attend these touch tours with sighted companions, because hearing their take on it is just as interesting, if not more so, than hearing my own and those of visually impaired patrons, because even though they might have perfect or very good sight, they nonetheless get a great deal of information like we do from the touch tours. And I was with a sighted friend who happens to teach music as well, and she found it really, really brilliant. And also the added bonus, and it's a big plus this, particularly when they have two shows on the same day, is that we had the cast, the two members of the cast who are taking the two lead roles, come to talk to us on the stage, talk about their roles, talk about their costumes, talk a bit about the set as well as their understudies who were standing by. Obviously, you wouldn't want to wish the main characters not to be able to take part, but you've got to have understudies just on the off chance that they're not. And so the four actors were there talking to us about the play and talking to us about the set that we'd come to explore during the touch tour. So as you can imagine, we learned a lot from that. And I've used this phrase before, but I'll unashamedly use it again. I think we're VIPs in all senses of the word.
No, and I do think the touch tours are so good, because you do get a sense of how the sort of set looks and feels. I mean, obviously you can get that from the introductory notes, but being able to walk around and get a feel of some of the sort of furniture that's there, because I think this was slightly minimalistic in sort of some of the furniture, but very dark, and there was, I think, a silver sort of music stand or a place for music to be stored in, and the piano as well. So, I think going on the touch tour and exploring the set, it just helps so much.
Absolutely. It's really informative and gives you an absolute context. And if for some reason you're not able to get to the touch tour, and for some people that's more difficult, bearing in mind they're often an hour and a half or 2 hours before curtain up, there is the chance to get a flavour of the set and the costumes and, the props in many cases through the pre-show notes, which I delivered live 15 minutes before curtain up. And actually, even if you have been fortunate enough to take advantage of the touch tour, it's really good to listen to these notes just to remind yourself of what you've seen an hour or two earlier. So all of that's very, very helpful. And if you can take part or derive benefit from both aspects of the touch tour and the pre-show notes, all the better.
And obviously this is a two-hander with Samuel Barnett as Ben and Victoria Yates as Immo, delivering Mark Ravenhill's lines. How did you find their performances of these two musical minds?
I think they were superb performances. I mean, just a play, of a couple of hours involving just two people is pretty full-on for the actors involved. And certainly we found it extremely compelling, and the unfolding drama gave us plenty to talk about as we journeyed home later on in the afternoon.
And there was live piano music being played, which I think was based on two chords from Gloriana, which maybe in a way sort of tied some of those scenes together.
Yes, it was a bit of a link between all of those dimensions, as you rightly say, Toby. And obviously, being a play about music, was good to have some music in it. So, no, I would recommend the play to anybody. Not, as I said earlier, just if you're interested in music, but if you're interested in drama, it's well worth attending.
Well, for more about access at the Royal Shakespeare Company, including audio-described performances of their productions, do visit rsc.org.uk/your-visit/access. Next time, Vida, I think you'll be reviewing I Should Be So Lucky at the Alexandra Theatre, which obviously must be about Kylie Minogue.
It is indeed, Toby. Nothing if not an eclectic mix of titles that we review on these programmes, but it's really, really lucky for me to get the chance to go and attend different types of theatre productions with audio descriptions. So, yeah, back onto the musical vein in a different way next time we speak, all being well.
Well, as always, thank you, Vidar, for sharing your audio-described review of Ben and Imo at the Royal Shakespeare Company in Stratford-upon-Avon with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Toby.